The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 14th of June. Malcolm Turnbull is set to apologise to victims of institutionalised child abuse. How the world's media has reacted to the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting. The Solomon Islands to get a high-speed cable network. Why this has as much to do with our relationship with China as it does fast internet. And Volkswagen fined $1.55 billion. After a five-year-long royal commission and 6 months of consideration by the federal government, survivors of institutional child abuse were told yesterday that the PM would deliver a formal apology.
That's right. That's going to happen on the 22nd of October, and there's a whole consultation process around that. But what happened yesterday as well is that Malcolm Turnbull made an announcement that the federal government was responding to 122 of the recommendations that squarely involve the federal government. And it's agreed with 104 of those recommendations. Of the 18 that are left, they've got some cross issues with the states and territories and local government that's going to take a little bit of consultation and more discussion. And the one to watch there is particularly what happens with the recommendation from the commission that there's mandatory reporting of any concerns that a child's at risk, and that has some implications for priests who take confession.
And as far as compensation, survivors will have access to up to $150,000 each, am I right?
Yeah, so to be clear, Malcolm Turnbull was very clear yesterday to point out that it's not compensation, it's actually a redress scheme, but it does acknowledge the hurt and the harm. $150,000 is the maximum that anyone can claim. And with Western Australia making a commitment yesterday to participate in that scheme, that means that about 93% of survivors of institutional child abuse are going to be covered by that scheme. So that's a good step forward yesterday too.
Yeah, and of course, yesterday you said you were keen to see how the North Korean media reacted to Kim Jong-un and Trump's agreement. What about here in Australia as well?
Yeah, the North Korean media called it the meeting of the century. It was very breathless in their what their leader had achieved. The Australian media was pretty much in line, I think, with what was happening in the rest of the Western media, which was to really have a look at what had gone down. And the general encapsulation of that was that it was an unprecedented summit, but there were no guarantees. And it's interesting to see overnight that the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has said that there's going to be some major disarmament by the end of 2020. That's what they're looking for, and that's what Kim Jong-un has apparently committed to do.
Now, this is an interesting one. Our PM has hosted the Solomon Islands Prime Minister and announced a jointly funded domestic telecommunication cable network. And the interesting part is that this outdoes a deal they had with Chinese company Huawei.
Yeah, and interesting too that the promise is that the Solomon Islands are going to get high-speed internet, when I'm sure there's plenty of people around Australia who would like access to that too, which of course is taking up a lot of our telco sector's time at the moment. But yeah, it's an interesting one. Apparently, a little while back, the Solomon Islands did a deal with Huawei, and they then were pushed back when Australia made an overture to fund two-thirds of that project and to also have it come through Sydney. So, yeah, it's again another one of those issues on the China spreading their sphere of influence and how countries like ours are reacting to that.
And just one more thing to watch out of Canberra today is that Senator Brian Burston, a One Nation senator, is set to quit the party today. And I was interested to read in Squiz Sayings today that a new European record has been set for the most expensive handbag sold at auction. How much?
Australian, $250,000.
Bargain.
Not for the faint-hearted. It's a Hermes Birkin bag, and it's got a white gold and diamond encrusted lock, but it's only 10 years old, so maybe it's a bit of a bargain.
Maybe I'm right. But speaking of expensive, Volkswagen has been fined $1.55 billion. That's huge. What did they do?
Nice segue, Kate. Yes, it's
been practicing for the last 5 minutes.
It goes to this issue around the emissions tests and confessions that they made about 3 years ago that they had actually dodgied up diesel engines of their vehicles to beat some of those emissions tests and actually make a claim that their engines were quite efficient. So, yeah, it's one of the biggest fines that have ever been handed down in Germany. And the company is not quite in the clear yet. There's several senior executives and also company proceedings against it in Europe and the United States.
Also in Europe, the Soccer World Cup kicks off in Russia late this evening, Aussie time. We play our first match on Saturday night against France, and I feel like this might be a message to Aussie soccer fans. A new study tells us we need to get just the right amount of sleep to avoid heart disease and diabetes. What is the right amount?
You don't want more than 10 hours sleep, and you don't want any less than 6 hours. And this new study says that metabolic syndrome is something that can kick in there, and that's something you really don't want because it's linked to heart disease and also diabetes and other nasty things.
All right, so about 8 hours. About 8 hours is good.
Anywhere between 6 and 10 sounds pretty good.
Which brings me to the subject line. Is it something to send us to sleep? Maybe Enya or...
Well, when I say the lion sleeps tonight, what do you think of?
Oh, okay. Oh, God. I'm not going to sing it. I don't even know how you would write that in the subject line.
You don't want to do that to listeners today, which is fair enough. We'll spare you that. Yes, a whim away.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Lion sleeps. Need some sleep. Everyone needs some sleep.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Open the email every day this week. You'll go in the draw to win a $100 gift card from Prezi. Claire, are June promotions still going? How are people performing?
Look, pretty well. And I think there's still some room to claim those prizes. So get onto it.
Yes. Yeah. Share it with everyone you know. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.